EU continues to defy Microsoft. I'm not reading that out. This is Fox News. Whoops. Unnews. This is Unnews. I'm Oliver O'Reilly. Redmond, Washington. Continuing to stand behind past decisions, the EU today announced that Microsoft is still in violation of antitrust laws, abusing its monopoly in the operating system market. Apparently vital to this decision was the announcement of the company's latest addition to Windows Vista's features, specifically the one currently codenamed My One Browser. Quote, "It's actually an exciting new feat of security engineering from Microsoft Research. By restricting users to a single web browser, that is, ours, by blocking harmful words such as Mozilla, Opera, and Firefox, we can ensure that we know exactly what security holes are being exploited at all times and fix them at our blistering pace of every other Tuesday. I can't see why the EU, via its decision, has declared its hatred of internet security so blatantly," said Microsoft Research Security Engineering Head Ray My Last Name. When asked how Microsoft would learn about these security holes, given that such data is generally not sent in the case of a security violation, Ray began to describe My Brotherly Love. Quote, "An exciting new feat of security engineering from Microsoft Research, which will report wholly anonymous data of every keystroke the user types, as well as occasional screenshots, back to Microsoft Research. With this, we can figure out how these bugs are being exploited, because right now we don't have a damned idea what's going on." Unquote. Again, sure, some stupid Opera fanatics will whine, Microsoft CEO Bill Gates stated regarding My One Browser upon hearing of the EU's decision. But really, who cares about them and their stupid song and dance routines, or whatever it is they do? I think it's a small price to pay for internet security, controlled by a name that people trust. Just watch. Next, the EU will be on our asses about Microsoft My Thoughts. Stupid frogs. Unquote. Some Microsoft representatives remain optimistic, however. Microsoft My President, Steve Ballmer, claims to have developed a backup plan for just such an occasion, though profanity and decency laws prevent this new service from relaying said plan. My Last Name is unconvinced. Quote, "At this rate, things are looking bad for the My Democracy project. An exciting new feat of patriotism and security engineering from Microsoft Research, which automatically blocks websites with dangerous communist phrases such as Linux, open, BSD, stable, free, and Chomsky. I fear for the future of our internet. I mean, everybody's internet, of course, if this ruling stands." Leading computational language theory experts were uncertain why the Chomsky normalized form would fall under this project's range. However, in related news, IKEA is planning a lawsuit against Microsoft as the name Windows Vista allegedly infringes their Vista range of Windows. This is Unnews. I'm Oliver O'Reilly. It is Unnews, right? This is Unnews. I'm Oliver O'Reilly. Thanks for listening.